Wow, what a wonderful time of the year, isn't it? Beautiful weather, Easter. My wife always warned me, though, don't get settled in too much with this spring stuff, because the old timer said it can still freeze until Easter passes. I said, yeah, but this one is late in April. And she said, I don't know. And every once in a while, we experience a little cold snap, and we think, oh, maybe them old-timers have something there. But in the meantime, it looks like we're not going to have any freezes. We're going to be able to celebrate a wonderful thing called Resurrection Sunday. Now, the world likes to call it Easter, and that's okay if that's the way that they look at it, in order to celebrate the story of Jesus and his resurrection and how he had changed the world. They can call it Easter if they want, but I know our faith is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ on that Sunday morning. So, we're going to celebrate it down at the pond, down to the pond. That's where we go at about 6:45. And you're listening to this, you be able to still make it. But for everybody else, we're having a sunrise service followed by an Easter dinner. Now, we're going to gather around 6:45 a.m. Sunrise is just a little after 7. But if you've never been to our sunrise service, please come and participate. Betty makes some cinnamon rolls, and we have a hot drink or two, and the fellowship is great, and we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. With that, Judy had a birthday last week, and we always think about people and birthdays and all that, because we never know whose birthday that we have. So we've come up with a generic way of doing it, because if we don't know a birthday to celebrate it and all that, but we do know that there are birthdays somewhere and anniversaries somewhere. So Tina gave us a good little song that we can kind of celebrate both birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Well, I hope and pray you come and see us in person when you can. It's a wonderful time. I think there's a renewed spirit. There's just something going on in the air that the church is flourishing, and we're just anticipating so much stuff. You all have been faithful to this little church for many years, so come back every once in a while and check us out. And those who are looking for a church home, and if you like the way church was years ago, you will like Bethel, because we do a lot of the old traditions and new traditions, and we have a blended service with music and hymns and prayer. So come and see us if you can. God loves you, and so do we.